Yirmiyah Perikei Pasuk Aleph Le'ilu Nishmas B'tzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So we have been describing with a little earthy detail the terrible behavior of the Jews when they live by their taivos, do what pleases them, and then try to swear hypocritically in the name of God when their behavior betrays that they are nothing like that. Pasuk Aleph Kivago Bagdubi Beis Yisrael Beis Yehuda Noam Hashem. Because you have dealt treacherously with me. You have been traitors to me, the house of Yisrael and the house of Yehuda, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, the house of Yisrael had not yet been exiled, the 10 tribes, at this early point in Yoshiyahu's kingdom. So it could be that this Nebuah is spoken before that terrible destruction of the 10 tribes happens. But then Beis Yehuda doesn't take a lesson from the fate of the 10 tribes, so it's even worse. We were the little sister who had every chance to learn our lesson from that. But the problem is we have betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Breuer says this is a sequence. First, a Jew surrenders to lustful desires in an unbridled fashion. That is called bediga, a betrayal. Then, when his conscience troubles him, he devises a philosophy that allows him to justify this behavior. And once he convinces himself of his new theory, which in one way or another denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he doesn't worry about accountability, and he is free to indulge in uninhibited sensuality. To use the body only for the sake of the body, and not see the partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gift that restraint can mean, unbridled sensuality, in Rabbi Breuer's phrase. Remember that he was in Germany in the 1920s when this was the way of Berlin. And Paris, and New York City, unbridled Freudianism at its peak. And we have a chance not to be that way, but it's acting treacherously with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yubeis kichachu v'Hashem v'yomru lohu. So part of the sequence, they deny God eventually and say, it is not him. Belo sabo aleinu ra'ah. No evil is going to befall us. There's no terrible consequences. As they say nowadays on the internet, you do you. I've heard my kids say that to me, and it's hurtful, and I never understood why. And if you learn a little Yirmiyah, you realize you do you is the ultimate denial of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there is no separate you. We are at a moment right now where the entire world is rising up against the Jewish people. As I record this, there were huge demonstrations on Shabbos, again, always on Shabbos, in Washington, D.C., and Chicago, and San Francisco, last week in New York and Brooklyn. A total of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating against Klal Yisrael, leaving bloody handprints on the gate outside the executive offices of the White House. And if we say you do you, then we lack the incredible achdus that we are seeing, thank God, come into play a little bit right now. But it took a strike against us before we were willing to reach that level of achdus. Let's hope we can hold on to it. Because when you deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say it's not him, and write in your comments sections little clever witticisms about how there is no God and nothing bad will ever happen to us. B'cheret v'ra'av lo nireh. And we won't see sword or famine. I have seen people write extensively in the New York Times and elsewhere about how there is no God and religion is the reason for evil in the world. Well, when we reach a point where nobody believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are nowhere near the point that Yeshayah described in the Yemos HaMashiach, where all of the world says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're nowhere near that because of the way the world is. And many, many Jews want to put themselves and align themselves with this side. Yud Gimel, the Hanavim, Yiyu LaRuach. And the prophets become wind, just empty wind blowing, and they pay no attention whatsoever. Or, under such circumstances, says Rabbi Breuer, it is only natural that any words uttered by the Navi are preached to the winds. Whatever the people say to the people is meaningless, because if they don't believe God exists, then the Nevi'im aren't speaking in God's name. So they preach to the wind. V'hadiber ein bohem. And the word of God is not with them. Ko ye'yose lohem. So will be done with them. So, ko yeyaseh lohem, they're going to get it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if they philosophized me out of their lives, then they're going to get a reminder, a very unpleasant reminder that I exist. And again, chas v'shalom to the poor victims of that rave on Simchas Torah. But they were out there on the beach partying on one of the great days, the culmination of the Yontif season, partying for the Palestinians. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to send a reminder when that happens. Now, there's another pshat in these psukim to say that the false prophets are going to become like the wind and they're going to be scattered. But the Musar to Klal Yisrael is frightening, considering whether they believed in the false Nevi'im or whether they paid no attention to the true ones. Either way, they're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They literally, as we said in Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki Chashuvah Hashem, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Lochen Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Tzevakos, so says, therefore, the Lord of Hosts, Ya'an Daberchem Es HaDavar Hazeh. Because you have spoken this word, Hinenino Sein Dvarai Beficha, I will put my words into your mouth, le'esh, as fire. And this people, the Jewish people, will be wood, and the word of God will consume them. You question the truth of Yirmiyahu's Nevuah, Yirmiyahu's Nevuah will become a consuming fire. And when a fire, says the Malbim, contacts dry wood, the punishment is going to come immediately as well. Tesvav hinani mevi aleichem goy mimerchav beis Yisrael um Hashem. I am bringing upon you a nation from afar. House of Israel, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go a son who. It is a mighty nation. A son moshavecha. A strong nation, says Rashi. You will be unable to oppose them. You could also see a son as from the east, perhaps. Although bubbles from the north. Goy me olam hu. A nation who is an ancient nation. Goy lo seida l'shono. We had this in the Tochacha. A nation whose language you do not understand. Below sishma mayidaber. And you won't be able to hear what he will speak or understand it. Tezayin ashpaso ki kever pasuach kulam giborim. His quiver of arrows is like an open grave. They kill everyone they hit. Like they're buried in the quiver. All of them are mighty men, and there is no refuge from this terrible enemy.